This is the 2020 Statehouse Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
This year's legislature is sending two riot-boosting bills to the governor for her signature. The first one, House Bill 1117, was introduced early in the session and passed out of both houses last week. After that bill passed, the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee drafted an amendment to it and put the new language into a separate bill, House Bill 1199. That amendment cleared the full Senate Monday. Part of the amendment eliminates the term riot boosting. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Last year, the legislature passed a riot boosting law designed to get fines and settlements from pipeline protesters and the organizations that support them. That law was stopped in federal court on constitutional grounds. This year's law takes out last year's suppression of free speech and assembly, the aspects blocked by the federal judge. But it still works to prevent South Dakota and its political subdivisions from suffering millions of dollars in losses if pipeline construction should draw hundreds or thousands of protesters. Bill sponsor Lee Schoenbeck tells the Senate why the term riot boosting has been changed.
The bill used the concept of riot boosting, which is not a known entity in the law, and it changes that throughout the bill now to incite to riot, which everybody understands and should understand that that's a bad thing.
This year's riot bills are companion pieces to the Peace Fund law that sets up a pool of money for state and political subdivisions that incur costs from protests. This newest legislation, before amendment, allowed damaged third parties to claim reimbursement from the Peace Fund. But Schoenbeck says that part is now gone.
That language wasn't really a problem related to the Peace Fund, but it took too long to explain, and it's just cleaner to take it out.
An opponent to this most recent action says the amendment is an improvement, but Senator Red Dawn Foster voted against it because she says it has the same intent as failed versions to punish pipeline opponents.
I'm still confused of how farmers, ranchers, indigenous peoples can be considered terrorists when you have foreign companies who are actually poisoning the land and the water.
The bill passed on a 26-7 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The bill legalizing industrial hemp started the session at 10 pages, expanded to 26 pages, and is now just one sentence. The amended bill passes the Senate hours after Governor Noem announces plans to fund the hemp program at her full requested amount of $3.6 million. But the debate isn't over, as SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Senator Joshua Klum says this bill has been a group effort for more than a year and thanks the governor's office, members of the Summer Study on Industrial Hemp, and industry leaders from around the state.
You know, when we introduced our bill, the governor came out with her four guardrails. And when we had our bill, we had three of those four guardrails in there. And as you all know, the funding part of this is still being worked out, but I think we've come to a conclusion. And so with that, I ask for your support of this bill.
The Senate then approves an amendment that brings the 26-page version of the bill down to one sentence. The state of South Dakota will implement a plan for hemp in South Dakota. Senator Jeff Partridge brought the amendment.
Everything that we have been talking about, we will continue to talk about, but ultimately this makes it a more of a generalized bill right now, and I'd encourage your passage of the amendment.
The amended bill passes, which now prompts both chambers to sort through funding differences. Governor Noem says there's money for the full $3.6 million to fund industrial hemp and 2% increases for education, community care providers, and state employees. She points to increased revenues and decreased use of social programs through the Department of Social Services. Noem has said she won't support an industrial hemp bill without adequate funding. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
A bill designed to protect utilities and services is on its way to the South Dakota governor for her signature. The House passed Senate Bill 151 Monday with no objections and very little discussion. Representative Kirk Chafee says the bill offers protections for critical infrastructure that enables services such as emergency communications, internet, cell phones, electrical power, and dams. He says knowingly trespassing remains a Class 1 misdemeanor, but if the trespasser has the intent to commit property damage or physical injury, the offense rises to the felony level. Chafee says the language of the bill leaves little room for confusion.
So in layman's terms, if you find yourself within a 10-foot chain link fence topped with razor wire and with signs posted on the electric substation and warning you do not enter, you're probably trespassing.
The bill drew opposition earlier in the session because it also protects pipelines and pipe yards. Opponents interpreted that as adding another layer of protection for the Keystone XL pipeline if it is built through South Dakota. But opponents agree that vital services and communications should have protections.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.